A big opportunity for the Ohio State Buckeyes. Three things Buckeye fans should want to see tomorrow in a couple days against Tulsa in their season opener, and the importance of unity in a time when people might be trying to divide the football team. All that and more in this live episode of Locked On Buckeyes.
You are Locked On Buckeyes, your daily podcast on the Ohio State Buckeyes. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
What is up, Buckeye fans? Welcome back to another episode of Locked On Buckeyes, part of Locked On Podcast Network. I'm your host, Jay Stevens, also the host of the Jay Stevens Podcast. We are live on YouTube once again, not just live on YouTube, but live on the Twitter at JStevens07. If you are live there, I want to thank you for watching this live episode of Locked On Buckeyes, as if you are listening via the audio version, Apple Podcasts, Odyssey, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, or if you're watching us via WKYC.com. Whichever way you are enjoying this show, I want to thank you for making Locked On Buckeyes a part of your day. On today's episode, we will dive into three things we need to see, we should want to see from the Ohio State Buckeyes in their game Saturday against the Tulsa Golden Hurricanes, as well as the importance of unity. We are stealing a line from a movie that many of us watched during our childhood. Surely hope there are no technical difficulties. Tried this once. There were some technical difficulties then in the first go round. Hopefully none right now. The game against Tulsa is a big opportunity for the Ohio State Buckeyes. You may look at Tulsa, you may look at who they have played, you may look at the team that they are currently constructed, you may have listened to or watched, and if you have not, go back and check out the preview episode with Miss Kelly Hines, Tulsa football beat writer for Tulsa World. Got a good look at the offense and defense for the Tulsa Golden Hurricanes. You may have listened to that or viewed that, watched that, and said, this game's going to be a breeze. And trust me, in the grand scheme of things, it should be. It should be a breeze. Yes, I'm going to try and add a little fun to my vocals this evening. It should be a breeze. This should not be a game where Ohio State and Tulsa are on the field or this game is competitive at all. It shouldn't be. Shouldn't be at all. But we have all seen football games. We have all seen teams that play down to their opponents. We all see teams that are not crisp. We all see teams that look at the opposition, the jersey that the opposing team is wearing, and they're saying, well, not really worried about this at all. They're not going to pose a threat to me. They're not going to stop me. They're not that good. They're not. And honestly, there are sometimes some players that still might do that in a couple days. But this team here needs to show everybody we can seize the day. I would not acknowledge that they have heard the noise, read the articles, listened to all of the things that people have said negative about them that don't make any sense. Be very, very critical. They know what's going on internally. They know what needs to be fixed. They know exactly the things that people need to do to fix the things that are not going well for this team right now. Might I add, I have been critical. Mo Murphy was on this show previously this week, was critical from the Off the Ball Network. Many people have been critical, and I'm sure you have been critical as well. But as what, in all the good, the bad, the ugly that Ohio State put on the field against Oregon last week, they only lost by 7 points and had a chance to win the game at the end of the game. Think about that. So for as bad as people, myself, might be critical and might point out all the flaws, Ohio State was still in the game at the end of the game. People praise Anthony Brown all week long. Let's just remember, is Oregon 7 points better than Ohio State? Probably not. But on that day, Anthony Brown didn't throw the ball very well. The offensive play calls were amazing. And Oregon took advantage of some holes, in expletive said holes, in that game. But let's just be honest now. If we're going to rip Ohio State for how they looked, let's just be honest. Ohio State had a chance to win the game. At the end of the game, they only lost by 7 points. You may say, Jay, why are you flipping it around that way? because the coaches can build off that momentum, can look at that and say, well, we know how you looked. We know how we did not play up to our standard, not the standard other people set for us. We didn't play and step up to our standard. And because we did not step up to our standard, the game went the way that it did. Seize the day. Carpe diem, if you look it up, it is a Latin word. Not really a word guru. Might look this one up because I wanted to try to see how this fit into this show and this football team right now. It's a Latin word that honestly literally means pluck the day. Honestly, we look back now and it's commonly known as now as seize the day. Carpe diem, if you got to put it on the bulletin board, if you got to use somebody else's speech from the YouTube or from hundreds of years ago and say, hey, so-and-so did this and so-and-so did this to seize the day. That should be, honestly, I believe, the motto for Ohio State going into Tulsa. Tulsa is a lesser opponent. Tulsa should get blown out of the water. Last I checked, betonline.ag had Ohio State as 26-point favorites over the Tulsa Golden Hurricanes. Ohio State should blow them out of the water. Miss Kelly Hines from Tulsa World said that Ohio State should win by four touchdowns. That's just a talent disparity, the talent gap that's there between Tulsa and Ohio State. But if Ohio State does not seize the day, if Ohio State plays down to said opponent, it could be a long, long day. Your boy will be live right here. When I mentioned this early in the show, we'll be live right here on Twitter and on YouTube about approximately 30 minutes after the conclusion of the game. And I'm not planning. I do not want to come on here and say Ohio State laid an egg. Ohio State did not seize the day. The carpe diem that we're talking about right now, because I don't want to do that. I want to be honest. I want to be real. And I just want to say Ohio State, you go out there, you seize the day. Carpe diem. Keep that at the forefront of your mind. This game will not and should not be a contest. Should not be close at all. Let's take one quick timeout. Tim Thomas, I see your comments. We're going to talk about those in just a second. When we come back, we're going to discuss three things we need to see from the Ohio State Buckeyes Saturday against the Tulsa Golden Hurricanes. But first, check this out. Did you know that Built Bar has 9 delicious flavors plus the occasional limited-time flavor as well? When you talk to a Built Bar fan, they're definitely passionate about their favorites. If you don't know the Built Bar flavors, you're definitely missing out. Coconut, coconut almond, cherry, raspberry, mint brownie, peanut butter brownie, double chocolate, and even salted caramel. Not only are Built Bar flavors the best tasting, but they're healthy too. 17 to 18 grams of protein, calories ranging from 130 to 180, only 4 to 5 grams of sugar, and only 4 to 5 grams of net carbs. Go to built.com and use that friendly promo code LOCKED15, LOCKED15, and you will get 15% off your next order. Once again, go to built.com and use that friendly promo code LOCKED15 to get 15% off at built.com. If this is your first time listening to or watching Locked On Buckeyes, I want to say welcome. Or if it's your first time in a long time, I want to say welcome back. Locked On Buckeyes drops a fresh new episode for you every Monday through Friday, going live 3 times a week, Tuesday and Thursday at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, as well as approximately 30 minutes after the conclusion of the game on Saturday afternoon, maybe Saturday evening. No matter the time of day, if my schedule allows, we will be going live approximately 30 minutes after the conclusion of that game. No matter if you're listening to the audio version of the podcast, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, Odyssey app, or if you're watching us via YouTube, just search Locked On Buckeyes, or if you're watching us on WKYC.com, make sure you subscribe so you don't miss a beat. Tim Thomas, I see what your comments are. I'm going to read them 1-1-1. If OSU can keep Tulsa to no touchdown, then I would convert. Hey, honestly, I mean, let's just be honest with you. Ohio State can do that. If OSU can keep Tulsa to no touchdowns, then I would. I mean, I'm just being completely honest. Ohio State has the talent to keep Tulsa from scoring. The last time these two teams played, the only time these two teams played, was in 2016. It was a 48-3 home win for Ohio State. Tulsa made the trip from Tulsa, Oklahoma to Columbus once again, like they're doing this year. More like 31-30 for my OSU. The final comment, the second one was hell. Plus 14.5 points over Oregon. I mean, let's just be honest with you. The spread last week, somebody said, did Vegas get it wrong? I just think the team showed, and Oregon played a lot better than people expected, and Ohio State played worse than what people expected. Vegas expected a better outcome. I figured you were kidding there, Tim. Vegas expected a better outcome, a bigger outcome, and the team just showed, hey, Vegas, they predict certain things. What they predict might not happen on the field. Three things we need to see from the Ohio State Buckeyes in Saturday's game against Tulsa. These are all going to be so elementary. You're going to say, Jay, are you serious? Absolutely. Number one, Ohio State needs to get off to a fast start. We saw how they got off to a start against Minnesota. We saw how they started the game against Oregon. Minnesota was up at halftime. Oregon was up at halftime. I believe against Oregon, Ohio State was down 2 touchdowns as well. We're very, very close to being down 2 scores against Minnesota, but with 26 to 36 seconds left in the first half against Minnesota, Cody Simon, who showed blitz pre-snap, all of a sudden he showed blitz. Tanner Morgan looked to the sideline, called an audible. Taraja Mitchell did some these alterations for the defense at the same time. Cody Simon, instead of showing blitz once again, it was a delayed blitz, about a half to a full second blitz, delayed blitz. He goes in, sacks him. I think it was like 3rd and 6 at the time as well. So instead of moving the ball consistently to make it a two-score lead at the end of the first half, that sack really helped Ohio State and brought some promise, more promise for Ohio State going into the second half. A fast start is needed and necessary. One thing that Ohio State's offense is known for, people believe about this offense, it's a very, very high-powered offense. They should be able to score at the drop of a hat. Literally, it's that simple. It's basically, hey, their defense is doing this. You go exploit that. Should be that simple. We saw how the offensive line looked against Minnesota. We saw the offensive line looked against Oregon. Oregon had better talent, and we saw how they looked at that time. Oregon really didn't get a sack until the fourth quarter. The pass block was actually pretty good in that game, but there was no sack or anything until the fourth quarter. The final 5 minutes were a couple sacks towards the end of the game, which really derailed anything. And CJ Stroud getting up to a fast start, honestly. Don't go outside of the pocket. Stick in the pocket. It'll help you out. It'll help your blockers out. It'll help your team out move the ball down the field. A fast start for the Ohio State Buckeyes. Chip Patterson from CBS Sports has said numerous times on the Cover 3 podcast, Ohio State gets off the bus and scores 40 points. Didn't score 40 points last week. Had every opportunity to score 40, 50-plus points last week, but they did not do it. Honestly, I've told somebody, Ohio State's offense could average 50 points a game this year. That's how good they are. Is that hyperbole? Probably not. Is it realistic? Absolutely. Because there were numerous times last week Ohio State did not seize the day, seize the opportunity, seize the moment, even when it came down to kicking a field goal when they were in field goal range. Seize the day. Sometimes you want to keep moving to get 7, when 3 is A-okay. Seize the day. Number 2, play assignment sound football. Now, this is primarily going to go for the defense, but also the offensive line. The defense has not played assignment sound football. Makes me wonder what is being taught sometimes, or what are guys nervous about doing the things that they are being taught in the offseason or in practice right now. Is it just nerves? Is it confusion? Is it not understanding what's right in front of them? I am a little confused at times at what we see from Ohio State on a regular, consistent basis. Ohio State, play assignment sound football on defense. Now, we have seen people be critical of Zach Harrison, myself included. There are times that needs to happen. The linebackers needs to happen. The angles that the people are in pursuit, the DBs, I know Bryson Shaw got put on Front Street, it needs to happen. Seize the day. Honestly, literally, seize the day and play assignment sound football. On offense, on the offensive side of the ball, the 3-3-5, you're going to see a lot of defensive fronts, and it might be some ways that the defense from Tulsa will use that to try to confuse the passing, the pass blocking, or the blocking scheme and the communication among the offensive line of Ohio State. Communication is key among that line, I personally believe. that when you do that, when you try to confuse somebody, it might be accomplished. But with the talent that is on the Ohio State offensive line and with the possibility of getting Harry Miller back, communication is going to be key, huge for the Ohio State offensive line and being able to be assignment sound, communicate, and know, hey, if he goes here, I go here. I'm going to push him to you. I'm going to drop back a little bit because I have a feeling it's going to be a tackle stunt. Do the things that are needed and play assignments on football. Last but not least, balance on offense. The Ohio, I went back and looked at some stats. I'm not really a big stat guy. Well, I like stats. I'm not a guy that comes on the show and discusses and says, well, this stat, that kind of dictates and says and shows what's going to happen on the field. I am not a guy that goes that route. So I'm not someone that you could say, well, Jay, what does this stat mean about this offense? It holds some weight, but not maybe the weight that you think it holds. What does this stat mean about the player? I don't know. I mean, right now, today, I believe Travion Henderson has 69 rushing yards. He's a better running back than 69 rushing yards in two games. Now, even though it was against Minnesota, against Oregon, Ohio State rushing really was, I think, only had 125 rushing yards in that game. Does that mean the Ohio State rushing game was bad? Was it underutilized? There are so many aspects you can dive into while you watch the game that talk about the stats that are right in front of you. Balanced attack. You want to help CJ Stroud and help him not throw so many high balls? Run the ball, man. Make those. Now, the throwing windows are sometimes big. He throws some good balls inside tight windows. Run the ball. I mean, just make it easier for yourself. You want to move the ball down the field as easy as possible? Be consistent. Balanced offensive attack. A balanced offensive attack, assignments on football and getting off to a fast start, elementary. But those are three things that we have not seen from Ohio State consistently through two games at all this year. One more time out. When we come back, I'm going to use a line from a movie from my childhood. I'm sure many of you have seen it, watched it before in your lifetime, and discuss why that line, four words, are very, very pivotal and important for Saturday's game against the Tulsa Golden Hurricanes. But first, check this out. It's that time of year again, and all eyes are now turning to football as teams are back on the gridiron to start the football season. As always, BetOnline is your number one spot for all the pro and college football action this season. Get all the updated odds, props, and contests, including online's biggest $500,000 NFL mega contest and the world's largest $200,000 NFL survivor contest open now at betonline.ag. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today to receive your 100% welcome bonus. Be sure to take advantage of their opening day super promo. Make a bet on the Thursday, September 9th season opener between the Super Bowl champion Buccaneers and the Dallas Cowboys. And if you lose, your wager will be refunded up to $25 for new customers only when signing up and using promo code NFL100. BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your favorite sports, from football, basketball, boxing, right to your favorite Vegas casino games. Don't wait and take advantage of all the great offers available for the 2021 season. BetOnline, your online sports book experts. And as we wrap up this episode here of Locked On Buckeyes, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every single day. One more quick reminder. If you're on the YouTube, I want to say thank you guys for coming into the chat. Thank you guys for watching us live and communicating and having a healthy back and forth throughout this show. Locked On Buckeyes will be live approximately 30 minutes after the conclusion of the game on Saturday against the Tulsa Golden Hurricanes. The game is a 3:30 kick. I'm approximating we'll be on between 7:30 and 8 o'clock. It all depends on how long the game goes. The game against Minnesota, due to the running game, was a lot shorter than the game against Oregon. Most college football games last between 3.5 to 4 hours long. Between 7:30 and 8 o'clock will be approximately the time that I will be live right here for our live post-game show. I'm going to read this comment very quickly from Hummus. Hope I said that correctly. Hummus Hero. And then I will get right into the last little portion of this show. Interested to see how they switch things around in the secondary to compensate for the loss of Proctor. You know, I was thinking about that. And I mentioned this a couple days ago. I'll mention this again right now. I wonder if they're going to go to a too high safety look, a traditional safety look, run a little cover three, not so much man-to-man. I don't know if we'll see cover four, because I don't think the pass defense is bad enough to want to work, to run to play the blanket style coverage where you have, and you're also probably going to have your defensive backs be 5 to 8 yards off the field in cover four to kind of give up all the stuff underneath to kind of protect themselves sort of from getting beat over the top. I wonder, let's just say that Bryson Shaw is the guy that is a replacement at free safety. And let's just say Ronnie Hickman is the bullet, who I believe right now is the third leading tackler for the team. Do you move Ronnie Hickman back to a traditional strong safety spot to have a two-high safety look? Can't you kind of help Bryson Shaw in reading the field and not having to be as rangy as Proctor would have to be, as well as cut down on some of the angles, the bad and poor angles that he made during his time at Ohio State over the past couple of games? I'm curious. I have not heard anything, but I'm curious to see if we're going to see some too high safety look, more of a traditional four, two, so it'll be 4-2, and then your five will have your line, your bullet linebacker up, hybrid linebacker up in line of scrimmage or in the box, have him back. I'm curious about that. And honestly, that'll bring a lot of confusion for a quarterback that's not as good as your traditional quarterback Ohio State will see. And if that's going to be the move going forward, I think that might be a wise move, no matter if Proctor played or Proctor did not play, because you can do so many variations with that back in the back end of the defense that will confuse just about anybody that's right in front of you. As a kid, there are movies that I love, that I enjoyed watching, TV shows that I enjoyed watching at work recently. We were talking about this. We were talking about Martin, Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, talking about sometimes Hang with Mr. Cooper, Family Matters, Step by Step, Sister, Sister, Full House, Boy Meets World. I mean, all of these TV shows that I grew up on. Then there are some movies that I grew up on. Hooker is still on the team. I'm just not sure. Abe Griggs, I see your comment right now. I'm not sure if he's actually going to – I'm not sure if the coaches view him as not good enough, if this is still somewhat of a – unwritten punishment for the DUI that he had earlier in the year. You also got Marcus Williamson that could come in and play a little cornerback as well. There are guys on the team that have not played yet. Seven Banks not hurt enough to not play. So I'm curious if he plays this week as well. Oh, dude, we talk about shows all the time. So here's some movies that we talked about as well. Men in Black. Somebody asked about Men in Black just a couple days ago. Men in Black is a movie we see, and we talk about Drumline's the movie. We talk about, somebody talked about ATL, Step It Up. We talk about all these different stuff. Step It Up. I don't even know if I watched that movie. But we talk about all these movies all the time. Another one from the 90s, early 80s, Saved by the Bell. We talk about these shows all the time. And Drumline is a movie that when I was a kid, I was, first off, VHS. I wore that bad boy out. I mean, that was a guy that used to record things on TV. So if there's a movie that I want to watch, my parents did it, and my parents have it or bought it, I would just record it. So we recorded movies off the TV all the time. Yes, there were commercials. You had to fast forward through said commercials if you didn't want to watch them. Those are the things that happened. Honestly, let's think about this. In Drumline, I am not old enough to remember the movie Short Circuit. If I am old enough to remember, I never watched it. It's a comment coming from Hummus right here in the YouTube chat. I like this kind of back and forth you guys are having. I thoroughly enjoy it. So when I was younger, Drumline was a movie that I watched. I want to say I bought this movie, but if we did not, say I didn't have money, my parents, if we did not have the money to buy the movie, if we just didn't buy the movie, we recorded it off of television. And by doing that, recording it off of the television, you have to fast forward through the commercials. Not a big problem. But there's a line in this movie when the band director, names escape me right now from characters in said movie. But in Drumline, there is a portion where they're trying to get the band to be one. They're trying to get the band to play in unison. They're trying to get the band to be a consistent piece. One well oiled machine. And this line sticks out to me. I still talk about it to this day. And I still talk about, I will talk about this for the rest of my life. One band, one sound. A&T. And trust me, I used to do this all the time. That as a kid never really hit me as hard as it is right now. One band, one sound. Keep that in mind. Players on this team have heard a lot about what they have done wrong. And they don't have to read articles. They don't have to go to the newspaper. They don't have to go to the message boards. They don't have to listen to podcasts like this one, even though I'd really appreciate it if they did. They don't have to do that. Their coaches will help them know. Their coaches will show them what they did right, what they did wrong. If you're constantly being talked about things you have done wrong, and somebody else is constantly getting praised, the human element in you might say, hey, man, we're not doing that right now. Nah, man, he messed up just as much as I did. And it may try to divide you just subconsciously because he's being praised in ways you are not. One band, one sound. One thing that separates the average, the good, the really good to the elite in college football is those that are not one band, one sound, and those that are one band, one sound. One band, one sound. Yes, I will start utilizing more lines from movies in the show, and this one hits hard right now. One band, one sound. Ohio State, if you want to show the country, not just Tulsa, if you want to show the country and your entire team that you guys have made numerous strides throughout this week to be able to show you can improve after your performance against Oregon and performance against Minnesota and be more of a well-oiled machine, keep this in mind. At the top of the show, we hit Carpe Diem. At the back of the show, we're hitting one band, one sound, unity. Don't divide yourselves, even subconsciously. Stick together. You're a team. This is a tight-knit group already. I don't think this will be a problem, but it's possible. We are humans, and sometimes our human element sticks up. One band, one sound, A&T. Yes, the band did say that before going onto the field. And think about a marching band. One wrong note, one wrong movement by the conductor, one person being out of place could throw the entire performance off. Think about this. One bad block, one missed assignment, coming down 2 yards downfield, down the line on a read play where you're being read, could throw off the entire play. And that missed assignment, bad play, could be what derails you and what pushes you and unfortunately has your team lose in that game. Guys, I encourage you to keep coming along in the chat every time we're alive. I thoroughly enjoyed the back and forth we have had today. As always, guys, you can follow me on Twitter at jstevens07. You can send your emails to jstevens317@gmail.com. If you want to text me, yes, you can text me as well, 850-462-5442. Once again, 850-462-5442. So we can continue this conversation outside of the space of this here podcast. Another Locked on Buckeyes live show here on a Thursday evening. We'll be back talking, communicating, enjoying each other's company at the conclusion of Saturday's game against Tulsa. And I really hope the Buckeyes look a whole lot better. Even though they only lost by 7, they did not play up to the standard that Ohio State has set, the standard that we need to keep high. Play up to that standard. Buckeye fans, myself, and a lot of people, your coaches as well, media members, will be very, very happy with the performance that they put out if they play that way against the Tulsa Golden Hurricanes.